Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
$17.5 million earmarked for beet armyworm affected farmers. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free, so stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
Farmers in South Manchester and South St. Elizabeth who have been affected by the beet armyworm are set to benefit from $17.5 million in support from the government. The farmers have lost some 150 acres of escallion, tomato, cucumber, callaloo, onion and beetroot to the pest.
And with this we are going to provide the input for material, spray equipment, we're going to be looking at soil preparation. We are going to assist with land preparation. That means we're going to plow up the land.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson. He was speaking at the recent handover of the items at the New Forest Dove House Water Users Association office in Manchester. Seeds, fertilizers, mist blowers, weed whackers, and other equipment will be provided to the association to maintain the crops. Mr. Hutchinson says the association will have responsibility for the equipment, while the president of the entity will monitor their use.
Anybody who wants to use it, they pay a fee to rent the bush cutter, to rent the mist blower. Once they finish with it, they carry it back to the president.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson. In the event any of the equipment breaks down, the fees from the rental can replace or repair the items. The ministry will also be facilitating training and public education in land preparation and mulching to mitigate any further outbreak of the beet armyworm. Farmers are being encouraged to take advantage of the sessions and adhere to the best practices recommended, as poor farming practices have been a major contributor to the outbreak. Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA parish offices will continue to provide extension support to the farmers. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Nogira cheese for carry. Translation, don't give a rat cheese to carry. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Fragrant flowers, beautiful beaches, and crisp, clean air are all gifts from this paradise that we call home and millions of tourists journey to experience. Help us protect paradise. Recycle. Dispose of your waste responsibly. Plant a tree. Let's work together to preserve the environment this Environmental Awareness Week, June 4 to 9, and all year round. Visit nepa.gov.jm, check the press, or look for NEPA on social media for details on this year's celebrations. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service. The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, don't put temptation in the way of needy or greedy people. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.